Welcome to A Day's Journey podcast, where healing is not just welcome, but embraced with open arms. Join us for heartfelt conversations centered around faith, wellness, and the comforting journey of healing through life's challenges. Here, we understand that self-awareness is one of the most crucial steps on your path to healing. As we often say, you can't heal if you are unaware of yourself. In this nurturing space, we share stories brimming with love, vulnerability, and profound beauty of genuineness and transparency. We firmly believe that true healing begins by addressing the root of the problem. So, dear friends, step in and feel the gentle embrace of our community as we walk together on the path of healing and wholeness. Guided and hosted by myself, Miyoshi Walker, let's embark on this welcome journey of healing together. Let's heal out loud. Hello, I am back and we are in season 5 of A Day's Journey podcast. And I have been spending time with God and spending some time with myself, reflecting, rejuvenating myself, and just listening to the Holy Spirit download what He would have for me to do in this season. So welcome, welcome, welcome for all of those who are returning and for those that are new. I am merely super excited about what God have in this season. And for this season, the word God gave me was rooted. So I'm going to just jump right in. This is the first episode of season 5, and I am so excited for what God has in this season. So the word rooted, it means being spiritually nourished each day. We're going to be rooted in Christ, rooted in faith, and rooted in love. We're going to be rooted and pull those roots. And so with that being rooted, the word root is the beginning of rooted. And so with that, I want to start with the scripture, Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. And it says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. He is like a planted tree by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought. For it does not cease to bear fruit." Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. And so the first thing I want to speak of when I think of the word rooted, I think about being anchored. When something is rooted, you're anchored in something. It's planted. You won't move. And so with that, so for many years, I'm going to share for many years, God has given me an image of rooted in Him. And the image is a tree that was a large tree in this space, and it was standing alone. And it's a strong tree, but I don't know, it kind of put me in the mind of a willow tree. And so the image is a tree with long hanging branches with leaves, and it's planted by a stream. And the stream of water is always flowing. The tree is standing by itself. And I often get a vision of high winds blowing the branches, but however the branches just blow either left, right, or just they're just softly blowing. Sometimes it really flows hard, but the branches do not break. They don't move in a sense of bending or anything, but the branches flow whichever way the wind flows. And I always have this image of a tree that's planted in front of a stream of water that's constantly flowing, but never is moved no matter the circumstances of the weather. And so with that, that tells me that the tree is anchored and rooted deeply, to where it cannot be moved. And so in Psalms 1:1-3, I'm going to read the NIV version. It says, "Blessed is the one who does not walk and step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditate on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prosper. And that was Psalms 1:1-3. So this word rooted continued to resonate within me in January of this year. And I began to pray to ask God, why do this word continue to be upon my spirit? And he said that it's time to speak about the faith and healing of the roots that's within us. And so in order for us to begin to heal and to become whole, those roots need to be uprooted in order for us to live wholesome, free lives in him, in Christ. So in this season of season 5 of A Day's Journey podcast, I will be very, very, very transparent. I will be vulnerable and honest and share my authentic experiences about my life stories. Is this something that I felt like I wanted to do? No, but I'm being obedient in Christ and what he is leading me to do. I would definitely speak about things starting from my childhood into my adulthood stories and things that were rooted within that I had to surrender to God in order to heal. And so those things that are rooted are holding us in bondage that we need to become free of. And so in this new season, this new spectrum of transparency and vulnerabilities and the faith that I will share is all about my life experiences and my journey and that the Holy Spirit have instructed me to share. Did it open up some wounds? Yes, a little bit, but however, God worked with me and I, worked through, the counseling and under the tutelage of the things that helped me overcome and to be healed from those things. And so I have learned on this journey, the first step to healing is to have the authority and the autonomy over my wounds. Because when I, continuously to sit in them and not want to address it, that's when I became deeper and deeper in despair of holding onto those attachments of those roots that I needed to cut loose. So to gain autonomy, is the independence or freedoms of one's action. So it means that you govern your own life and that you endorse your actions through, although that you may be influenced by outside factors, but all these things are considered your behavior and reflect your choice. So your autonomy is the independence or freedom of one's action. And so what does it mean to have no autonomy when you lack autonomy? That means that you are more controlled by what others think, do, or feel, and you adapt accordingly. So when I was studying the word autonomy, I came across these things. So, you typically react to and you worry about what someone else's expressions or reactions are, and you are deferred to their opinion or you take on their opinion, and you may have difficulty making decisions or taking action on your own. And most times you are easily influenced by other people's opinions. So what I've learned when I was studying is that you can have the tendency to have the lack of autonomy and self-esteem because you are being controlled by what others think and what others feel, or you adapt according to your environment of those things. And so I was intrigued by that because it was a point in my life that I did feel that way. And however, some of those examples are, stresses, it comes from stress or that emotional abuse or just having communication problems where anxiety and guilt were the anchors, just to name a few. And so when I began to reflect, I began to think of those things, and that's how I began to have that lack of autonomy, but I live in autonomy now because I have the independence and freedom of my actions and the things that I have set boundaries of. And so I had to surrender. So I'm going to speak about surrendering. And so why am I talking or speaking about the word rooted? Again, I'm being very open about it. I was instructed by God. This is my story, and I have to begin at the root in order to grow and to heal. I had to think about those things. I had to surrender to the root of the problem in order to heal and to grow. And when I surrendered, I am sharing this story, and I share my story and my journey and my faith journey with others so that they can know that they are not alone. You are not alone. And to trust God and to have faith to uproot those underlying issues that we do not want to talk about, that hold us in bondage, that hold us, you know, rooted in those things that we need to let go of. So we have to know that surrender is part of the process. And so when difficulties come your way, what are you rooted in that keeps you grounded? Are you rooted in the problem? Are you rooted in Christ? What are you rooted in order to help you through? What are you rooted in that keeps you grounded? So let me share a story. I'm going to start here. In 2019, you know, when I began my journey of surrender, like full surrender, I fully dedicated my words, my life, and my heart wholeheartedly to God, because in 2019, I experienced a pain like no other. I didn't know what to do, how to do it, and what I was going to do. And it was, you know, in the midst of my brokenness and vulnerability that I found the courage to fully surrender completely to God. As most know that this is the year that my daughter passed away in July of 2019. And you may ask, what do you mean by surrender or fully surrender? I lived a surrender life by establishing a relationship with Christ and getting to know him on the personal level throughout my young adulthood. By however, I would surrender, pick it up, put it down, pick it up, put it down, because, you know, when you try to control your own life and you try to take over things of your life, but you still just end up, you know, it just end up being worse than what it was. I fully surrender to God. I fully surrender my heart, my words, my life to him. And as I opened up myself to him, I began to receive his presence in every facet of my life, of my existence. Although the path was undeniably challenging, but I was eagerly anticipating God's deliverance and his freedom and his healing. And with that healing came freedom. And with that freedom, that's how I became fully rooted entirely in him. Because without me surrendering my life and my words fully to him, I still was living a life of confusion and, you know, sometimes depression and all of these things, and not knowing my full worth of who he created me to be. Not what the world said, not what my parents said, or family, husband, or whomever. I began to live in the life of what Christ, what he said that I was and who I am and who I am going to be. So therefore, in season 5 of A Day's Journey podcast, it will consist of rooted. And again, rooted is the established deeply and firmly of having developed something deeply. And so as we embark on this journey of becoming fully rooted in Christ and spiritually rooted, by spiritually rooted means by spending time and reading his word and praying and meditating on him throughout the day, we're going to, you know, speak about, you know, things that how we can uproot those things that are deeply rooted within us. And so in Ephesians 3:17-19, it says, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you being rooted and established in love may have power together with all that the Lord, the holy people, to grasp how wide and long and how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know his love that surpasses knowledge, that may be filled to the measure of all fullness of God. And so what this is saying in Ephesians 3:17-19, Apostle Paul is praying for the Ephesian believers to be rooted and established in love, specifically the love of Christ. And this is for the believers that to fully grasp and experience the depth of Christ's love and leading us to spiritual maturity in the fullness of him. So we are to be rooted and established in love, and specifically the love of Christ, because if we have the love of Christ, we can do exponentially, exceedingly, and above those things that is required of us, because we have a heart of Christ. We can see others as Christ see them, and just how God has given us grace, we can extend that grace. So this, we should know that the importance of living life in accordance to Christ is an example in teachings of the imagery of being rooted and built up in Christ. And it provides a deep and stable foundation for us to grow spiritually. And so we're going to go deep. We will uproot those things that are holding us in bondage. So that's another thing that we will journey upon, going deep, because we need to uproot those things that are holding us in bondage, because we need to sever the root of those things. And so we'll take a look at the work of a root. And roots, the word root, I've been speaking about it, but it's a noun. And so I wanted to see what the root meant in a different sense. So it's part of the plant that attached to the ground or to support, typically underground. And it conveys the water and the nourishment for the rest of the plant. So the root is very important, because that's how the plant grows. That's how something grows, the plant, the flower, the tree, whatever it is, that's how it grow, because it gives the nourishment to the rest of the plant. So if it's not in a good environment, what happens? It withers, it dies, and we don't want that to happen to your spirit or your heart. So we're going to relinquish our ties, our roots, to personal, our personal roots. And this season, we're going to mark and make a dedication to deepening our connection with Jesus. We're going to go and foster that healing, that nurturing, that growth that we need for greater purpose. Because on this transformation journey of freedom in Jesus, we're going to embrace and surrender and confront our strongholds and allow those vulnerabilities to pave the way to release those things from those deep-seated challenges that we have. And together we will overcome that spiritual warfare and that those mental battles, meaning the battlefield of the mind, and those generational strongholds that have us, that's rooted within us, so that we can uproot those things to become free in Jesus Christ. Because many are suffering silently and alone, and we don't have to. The suffering is not accepting what is, but what do you need to accept? What do you need to accept in your life to uproot those things in order to be in a healthy environment, for your heart to be healthy, for your mind to be free, for your spirit to be free in Jesus? So having this insight is the beginning to deal with the root of the pain, the grief, the traumas. And the objective of my vantage point is my story. I have to begin at the point of my pains and heartbreaks. And so when God commissioned me to share my stories, beginning from childhood into adulthood, I was like, whoa, you know, this is, you know, a lot. But however, God will give me the strength to sustain that in order to, you know, share his word and to share his goodness of how I became healed and whole. And so I have to say my story is valid, and I had to release the load that I was carrying, the emotional baggage of unresolvedness in the work that was rooted within me, whether it was from my childhood or things I experienced in my adulthood. So those things that are rooted within us, we have to release to God in order for him to heal us. And whether it be through prayer and his word or professional counseling or therapy, whatever it is that the Holy Spirit leads for you to do, I encourage you to do it, because by any means, I am not a professional, but however, I am being obedient and sharing what God has given me to share to those that are in need. And so I'm going to read Colossians 2, 6 through 7. It says, "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught." So the explanation, this passage is according to Colossians 2, 6 through 7, this passage is encouraging believers to remain firmly grounded in their faith in Jesus. So it expounds on the importance of living life in accordance with Christ's teachings, with the imagery of being rooted and built up in Christ, suggests a deep and stable foundation that believers can grow spiritually. So I had to realize and acknowledge and honor myself through self-love, of knowing how I felt was valid. My healing was showing myself in my body, the love that I needed emotionally and mentally to myself, and not staying in that place. So I am going to share my stories on my journey of healing, the things that was rooted, the things that were issues and the traumas of my life. And these things show up in our lives, and it's time for them to be uprooted and become rooted in Christ. I hope that you can join me. Let's begin our journey of flourishing, living, and becoming rooted in Christ. So make sure that you tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. to listen to season 5 of A Day's Journey podcast. And don't forget to set those reminders, share, and leave a review. And I'm going to leave a few resources for you. Here are a few resources I would like to leave with you. Please like, follow, and share our social media platforms on Instagram and Facebook. Also, listen to Apple or Spotify or your favorite podcast platform of choice for A Day's Journey podcast. Please make sure you like, share, leave a review with others. Also, don't forget you can purchase my Heal Out Loud Grief Journal on Amazon by Miyoshi Walker to help you through navigating your healing process. Also, I am super excited for the things that are coming up for 2024. I'm working on more items for the marketplace for you to assist you for your healing journey. Also, I plan to host some events in 2024, and also I'm structuring some interactive components, to share with you guys, and so that we all can be interactive. So I look forward to hearing from you and your feedback. And please, if you have any questions or anything, you feel free to inbox me or email me at the email provided, adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com. Have a good rest of the week. Many blessings to you. Are you looking for a safe outlet to write your emotions and thoughts down, whether it's daily, instantly, or ongoing? If so, the Heal Out Loud Grief Journal is exactly what you need. I invite you to purchase this journal on Amazon with dozens of others that have found this beneficial to their healing. This journal can be a beneficial tool to assist you in your healing journey. Interested in working with Miyoshi? Send requests to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com to inquire information.